You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
A finale party.
Kristen!
I may be a hostess, but I definitely don't have the mostess.
Jake!
Life's a dance. You have to shoulder shimmy your way through it without spilling your drink.
Molly!
I may sound like a valley girl, but I'm definitely not from the valley.
And Michelle!
I consider myself a triple threat. Brains, beauty, and I'm a bitch.
Welcome, everybody, to the Real Housewives of AfterBuzz. We really thoroughly enjoyed that. Thank you for tuning in to our recap of the two-part season finale reunion. I know I was thoroughly impressed, especially with the first episode. And as Marissa mentioned, I'm Kristen. And I have my awesome co-host. We've already kind of introduced ourselves. But if you guys want to say hello again just one more time, why don't you go ahead and do that.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Hi, I'm Molly Harper.
Hi, I'm Michelle Renee.
It's the best hi ever.
Extended eyes.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
It only works for you. Like, if I did that, people would just slap me in the face. You can still get away with it.
What? You can get away
Try
with
it
that.
Right now. Hey.
We're going to get 5 negative comments for that. So we've kind of been a little bit on and off with the past couple weeks being holidays and such, so we're happy to be back together for the final show for Real Housewives of Miami, and hopefully we'll be back and the whole show and cast will be back, because I was impressed with the tension. Anna, where did you come from? Wish we saw you all season. Discuss, everybody.
She got her next season spot for sure with all of her responses. I was like, where's this girl been?
Yeah.
Where's she been? It's amazing.
I
She's
almost
awesome.
Think she knew after this time, knowing she was the most boring, she had to turn it up. I like almost picture her daughters at home being like, Mom, you really have to step it up. You know, if you want to keep me on the show, you have to keep performing.
Right.
So
yeah, I feel like it was too much a little bit. Like, I think she realized, like, okay, I may get kicked off, so let me be as negative and bitchy as possible.
Right.
And I didn't really care for that.
The thing is, though, she's witty enough to, like, have enough lines to not dry out.
But it was too much, though. It was, like, every comment Leah made, she had, like, something to say. Like, just chill out.
I'll say that I agree with Michelle. I think she did, after every single comment Leah made, she had a comeback. But at the same time, I'm like, her, like, spontaneity and being able to come up with them, if only she had done that at the show, I think it would have been great. And I really hope she does get asked back, just because now I'm sure most of the ladies hate her, except for the ones that were sitting on her side of the couch. So it would cause for good tension. But she was so witty with her comebacks. She's kind of entertaining.
I was really impressed, because you know that's not scripted. That's a moment where she's truly coming up with something, whereas we mentioned Leah was maybe pulling out some attorney phrases or lawyer phrases that her husband would be using.
Gratuitous.
Right. Quantify and qualify.
Character assassination.
Right.
Well, she stole that from Lisa Vanderpump last reunion from Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah. So. But it's like, when you don't have any character, it can't be assassinated. You know
That's
what
a good
I mean?
Point.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Point.
One anyway. I was going to say, one of my friends is a lawyer, and she texted me last night saying, there's no doubt in my mind that Leah, here I am going, there's no doubt in my mind that Leah's husband coached her for all of her responses.
Oh, right. I mean, they're almost too diplomatic where they are. Like you're too, even though she wasn't very controlled for the most part, you know, with her standing up and falling over almost, it was still like there was this very kind of robotic almost like quality to it. But before we get into all of them and all of this amazing goodness, let's talk about... It's funny because I was going to say, let's talk about the shallow stuff, but this is all pretty shallow. But let's get to the most shallow part. Let's talk about, one, the boobs, and two, the clothes.
Okay.
Okay? I know Molly's been a huge fan of the breasts for the evening.
Yeah, I was. I was like, okay, I think I need to call a doctor. They're pretty amazing. And they all had them. I mean, I didn't know Alexia or Anna had boobs.
Yeah, it's surprising that they wouldn't have shown that off sooner because it's their style.
Anna didn't really show her body much in the show. I don't know if you guys recall, but she wore a lot of, like, crew neck sort of t-shirts.
And A-line kind of things.
Mm-hmm. She did, and I was like, damn, she has a pretty sexy body, and Alexia looked amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Except Adriana. I always hate the choker effect. When someone has a choker, it's so, like, 1989, 92.
But I will say that Joanna's bib choker was amazing.
It was.
Like, she looked beautiful. Oh, right, and that dress was gorgeous, and
that works for Joanna, because that wasn't necessarily like tight to her neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like with Alexia, with that really almost like you have a band directly around your neck.
I didn't like that. I meant the chest.
No, I know. I didn't.
Just focus on the boobs.
I thought Alexia looked really trashy.
She did look trashy.
It was really bad.
When your boobs make like a figure eight, like totally squished together, you know, it's just, I think they looked
bad. And then like the sleeves were unattached, like the armpit was exposed, like crotchless underwear, right. But it was like the armpit. I would do that.
That's really funny.
That's true.
And I think that Leah dressed age appropriate.
Yeah, but she also looked like she was going to a funeral.
She did.
But well. I liked all of her jewels, though. Her $25 million earrings were amazing, I thought.
Leah had me at 25, like, until she said $25 million.
They were clip-ons.
Were they?
Yes, you could see the clip.
Women wear clip-ons.
Those were costume.
I thought it was just falling out of her ear.
Yeah,
that's no. You could see the clip.
Loose skin.
Mm-hmm. Her earlobe has probably been stretched.
It has.
I thought Lisa looked always as beautiful as she always does.
I didn't.
She
looks like a corny.
I mean,
She is corny. I would think. Now, take this the right way. As a gay man, I feel like you would know that she looks cheesy because you have higher end taste.
I can go with that, but I can also appreciate that she knows exactly what she needs to look like, that she needs to look kind of like plastic and fun, like you know, like Miami. She looks like a Miami girl.
Her shoes were not right for that dress. I mean, clearly I'm not like a fashionista or a fashion designer or anything, but I didn't think that high cut shoe booty looked good with the sparkly one shoulder dress.
But it was short though, so it kind of works with it because you see a lot of the leg. So it looks like her legs are really long.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Joanna, I just like Lisa a lot. So Joanna, I'm just going to defend her.
Joanna definitely, I think, her legs looked amazing because she was really, you know, had that slit all the way up to her thigh.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate to just tell her how pretty she looked. Molly mentioned that she thinks her nose looked a little bit thinner.
I do. Yeah. And when we watched the playback of her getting proposed to by Roman, I think it was definitely evident that it looks like she had her nose slenderized recently.
Right.
I think Marisol's dress was beautiful, and I also thought Adriana looked beautiful.
I do, too. And, you know, we've always said that Adriana looks a little sloppy. And I think tonight was the first night where I saw her, and I didn't have that inkling to think. Even when she gets dressed up, she can still look almost like she needs a hairbrush, probably like I do. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, you know, on a television show.
I feel like we're on Fashion Police now.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the fun of it. I'm just, yes, thank you. But that's part of the fun of it, is to kind of, like, be the fashion police, because this is their moment to, I don't know. I don't really know.
I feel like the reunion is, uncomfortable. I feel like the reunion is always the housewives' means to be like, this is how amazing I have to look. Like, I have to get it right this time.
They're like, I need to look really good when I'm a giant bitch.
But sometimes it backfires and they try too hard. Like, when you go to prom in high school and you try really hard and then it looks like...
Or it always doesn't work out when they try, like, a new look where it's like, I'm going to try this. And it's like, that doesn't work for you, so don't go there.
Yeah.
But I was happy overall with all of them. I thought they looked fantastic and very polished.
I disliked... Karen's look the most. It was a little blah, but.
I mean, what do we expect with Karen though? Amazing? No.
Yeah.
She looked like a disco ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Adriana's kind of did too, but in a good way. Anyway, moving on. How do you think Andy did? with the ladies.
He seemed kind of subdued. Because usually I feel like he really gets in the arguments and kind of tries to monitor it. But this time he was just like, and he laughed a bunch at some of the like snotty comments that people made. That was shocking to me because he never really usually responds. He tries to stay neutral. But this time he was like laughing at things.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Can I give my 2 cents on Andy?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Can I get a verbal confirmation?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Andy's obviously a great showrunner and a great executive producer. I don't personally think he's a great mediator on these reunions because there were so many moments on the reunion, especially tonight, part two, where all the women were talking at once. And I'm like, I can't understand who's saying what or what is going on. Andy, as a mediator, I think to do this successfully on these reunions, needs to be like, stop it. Lisa, talk. Stop it. You know, he needs to take control of the room. And he has no control in the room. I feel like none. I mean, I thought it got completely out of control at various points. And you couldn't understand who was saying what. So that's my feeling on Andy. And I feel that way kind of lately on all the reunion shows that he does.
Yeah, I feel the same way. He did have one moment where he actually said to Leah, which I thought was kind of funny, he said, sit down. And that was the only moment, and it almost made me uncomfortable because he hadn't been doing that all along, and because she is kind of the elder of the group, mm-hmm. I almost thought that she would get more offended, but instead she just kind of fell back on the couch and rolled her eyes.
One thing I'll say, though, is it seems clear to me that all the women respect him, and they know that he's the one that they have to kiss up to.
Right, well, that's why they respect him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of funny how we don't necessarily know what he's thinking about all of them, but we know that they're all, like, trying to kiss up to him.
I did get a sense from him that he kind of disliked Karen because he would say with the carrier pigeon stuff, he kind of asked more questions about that, didn't really let it go completely.
Right. He did probe. He was like, well, it did seem like you were spreading the gossip.
Yeah. But the one thing that I wish I know it's a sensitive subject, but with Elsa's face, you know, he asked Marisol, you know, that he asked twice about it. He asked Elsa and he asked Marisol. But, you know, she said, she just had her eyelids done. That's all I really remember. And it's like, really? That's all you remember her having done? And then the other ladies kind of came in with, well, maybe she was doing injectables. But it's like, when he asks a question, doesn't get the answer, he doesn't really seem to follow up again.
Right.
He, you know, and it's your network. It's your show. You can kind of do what you want. And you can edit out what you want. So
I just wish she was a little bit more hard-hitting, like getting the answers out.
Right. Yeah, he kind of coddles them a little bit. But overall, I was incredibly entertained, and I think most people were.
I was like, this is what a reunion should be.
And this is what the whole season should have been.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all said that, sitting down.
It was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the next season. Wait, do you think anyone will be not asked back for the next season?
Maybe Alexi. I can see her falling off. But I don't care if she does, her and her boobs.
Well, I'm afraid that someone like Alexia might get to the point where she's like the Jill Zarin, where it's almost like too much now.
I feel like that's Anna.
I just think that this one bout isn't enough. Jill Zarin is like seasons and seasons of like grating on your nerves. I don't think this one show is enough, but I definitely can see it happening to someone like that if it continues on. But that would disappoint me because that's what's entertaining.
Part of me, while we were watching the reunion, thought to myself, I wouldn't be surprised if Karen quit, just because there were so many moments where the camera panned to her and I felt like you could see the pain in her eyes or the uneasiness, because I think she is humiliated in those moments where they are kind of embarrassing her. But the other side of me thinks, well, I don't think she's going to pass up the opportunity for publicity for her business. So I'm iffy on Karen, but I think if she didn't come back, it'd be because she chose not to, because I don't know if she has the thick skin to handle the public criticism. I don't think she expected to be publicly humiliated this season. I think if I had to guess, I would think she would go, the nation's going to love me, my winning smile, and everything's going to be great.
Right, right.
But she needs a redeeming season. I feel like she needs one more season to redeem herself.
You think she'll
try? Does that make sense? Because I felt like Camille Grammer on the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was awful. And like on the cover of some magazine saying that she was the most hated housewife of all time. Mm-hmm. And then she came back the second season and was really subdued. But I don't think that Karen will be subdued. I think that she'll come out being like, this is who I really am. And I'm not going to make apologies for it anymore.
I just don't think Karen has that in her to be who she really is. Because even on the end, she's like, I'm just going to go on smiling.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's like, ugh.
Well, maybe that's who she really is. Maybe we don't know.
I hope it's not who she really is.
Here's the thing is we can't afford to have another subdued person on the cast because Lisa's already so boring.
Yeah, Lisa proved
Marisol
herself
is pretty boring. Pretty subdued.
But Marisol came out at the very end. I think she came, like, proved out who she was as on the scheme of the show. Like, mm-hmm. as a housewife on that show, I feel like she really proved herself. And she stood up for herself. And I found myself applauding at times when she would go after Leah and be like, don't you screw up my business.
Or when she went after Anna, who was trying to play her mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got aroused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just to everybody on iTunes, I just want to say hello and thanks for commenting and rating. Continue to do that. It always helps us here. We grow as much as you help us grow. So continue to do that. And it's cool to have opinions, but it's also cool to, like, just really be really nice. So either one is fine, I guess. But anyway, on to the real nuts and bolts of the whole thing, which I think actually could just be summarized as Adriana. Or Adriana. I never know if it's a long A or a short A. But she was amazing in terms of her just fearlessness of being a bitch. And I love her. I do. I love her.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. I think she's fantastic.
Michelle, go for it. You can be different.
No, she's okay. She's not one of my favorites. I mean, she's okay.
It's like I just love when someone has the spunk with the right words, because I think that most everything she says is accurate, although it may be harsh. I think it's accurate. I think it's more accurate than the jabs that Leah says. Leah's are more like, almost, yeah, okay, it's a joke, and it kind of works, but it kind of doesn't. I feel like Adriana is on to everybody and is not afraid to call people out. And if it weren't for her, I think the reunion would have been pretty boring, and I think the season would have been pretty boring.
For sure. And what I like about what you said about Adriana is that she, when she delivers a point, she delivers the point. Like, she gets to it, and she doesn't have to cuss. I mean, she did cuss a little bit, but she doesn't have to. Like, Joanna going after her. Joanna didn't have any clout when she was saying it. She just didn't make sense, and it wasn't a realized point. Whereas Adriana, I feel like she had everything that she needed to say, and she said it.
Sometimes I'm surprised at how smart Adriana is.
I think she is smart. I think she's
very smart. Yeah.
I mean, she wouldn't be in the art business if she weren't.
No.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with
I didn't Adriana. Know, you could behave trashy, though, and also be in the art business. That's what always surprises me about her.
Maybe it's, like, contemporary art or something.
Yeah.
Lines. Pop art. I don't know. It's like, look at this. Art. Look at this, like, children's art. It's $3,000. Anyway, what I think about Adriana is I do love her. I find her extremely entertaining. I find her very funny. I actually was thinking while watching the reunion, I feel like her personality is, like, half Anna, which is, like, witty and intelligent banter, and half Joanna, which is just really trashy. And I was like, if Adriana had stuck to the witty, smart, accurate comments, which can be mean and can be harsh, but they're intelligent. I mean, I think I find her intelligent anyways. This is all just my opinion. But she just had some really low-class digs. And I was like, when you do that, you're not winning anyone's side. Just stay above, what's the word? Stay above the... Like, don't cross the line of going into the
trashy
side.
Don't stoop to their level.
Like, right, don't stoop to their level. Because I was like, she was crossing into stooping to Joanna's level territory. And I think she'd have more fans if she didn't do that. But nonetheless, I did enjoy everything she had to say.
Like Joanna?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, like, comments like that, exactly. I'm not going to win you any friends here.
And the thing is that she apologizes when need be.
Yeah.
She apologized to Joanna for... The
Polish immigrant.
Right. And she also apologized to, I don't know, Karen or somebody at some point.
About the press comment.
Yes, the press.
About the article.
So she's man enough to apologize, whereas I think Karen, when she was confronted with some things that she did in terms of just, like, spreading rumors or something, she doesn't really own up to it. She kind of makes excuses around it. And that's why I think Adriana has successfully, like, won me over, because she lives up to everything that, or she doesn't hide from things that she does.
I just worried about her little son. I was like, can you imagine having all of your school friends seeing your mother behave like this?
I think about that with all the kids.
All the kids from all the seasons.
It's like, I can barely, like, handle my mom, and she's, like, alone in her bedroom all the time. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how they do it.
Having your mom hit someone on national television is, that's gonna be a little tough.
Right.
Yeah.
It almost would build a little strength, though, and confidence, because you can't apologize for your family, and I think you just have to go with it. Yes, that's my mom. Move on. So I think you get a little balls from it.
And we only saw her son a little bit. And this may be just in comparison to Leah's son, but he seems like he has his head on straight.
He does.
And like he's very mature, you know, right. Polite. So good for him.
Right, right. I agree. And I want to bring up a quick comment in regards to that where Anna said to Leah, which I thought was one of the best comments of the reunion, I have two beautiful daughters who aren't socially awkward.
I thought that was a low blow. That was me.
That like, was a little.
You know, they never bring up the kids.
Yeah.
Even when they're,
no, I know.
You know, they're like, don't bring up my kids.
Yeah. So. I just thought it was so sly the way she snuck it in because I heard it. I watched a kind of the reunion twice, and the first time I didn't pick up on that. And then the second time I was like, oh, I knew what she was saying.
I saw someone on Twitter commenting about that, and I was like, what? She didn't even say anything about him. And then I saw it was a little bit of an underhanded dig in him. So I didn't like that. I thought that was, it made me uncomfortable for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I thought, yeah, I did too.
Yeah. I was like, yes. Yeah.
Well, it came so out of left field. I would just, you know.
But then again, yeah, making fun of like an 11-year-old.
Right.
Yeah. Probably isn't going to win you too many friends.
No.
But it will in Kristen and me.
Right. Yeah. Yes. We're both evil.
Horrible.
So Adriana had some, you know, the issues with Joanna. She also had issues a little bit with Karen. Did they discuss those in depth? It didn't seem like they really touched upon the Adriana Karen thing that much. They kind of focused Karen Alexia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't touch on it too much. And there was just a little bit of beef as well between Adriana and Leah. But I think the core of it was Adriana versus Joanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys think about the poll? You know, we said she apologized for the Polish comments. And then the slums of Rio.
Well, I remember hearing Joanna say the slums of Rio comment. And then when Adriana got really defensive and said, when she said, darling, the slums of Rio aren't even, you're not good enough for it. Yeah. For this, I thought, I just liked her passion and standing by her country and standing by her people. And, you know, that was a really low remark of Joanna to say. I mean, what can we say? And, oh, sorry.
But I was surprised at the outrage from the Polish community because I didn't know they were big on the Real Housewives. Like, I didn't know there were, like, all these Polish women, like, at home watching. Thought they were, like, making potatoes
I mean,
something.
Like, and who's going to get offended at these women that are, like, screaming at each other in cocktail dresses? Like, really, let's move on.
Right.
Like, we got bigger issues to worry about than someone being, like, making a comment like that.
Right.
That's I'm not saying that they should not be mad at that, but...
No, I mean, when you enter, it's kind of like you enter, like, the no offense territory. When you sign on to, like, watching The Real Housewives, you just kind of have to, like, leave other expectations at the door and know that this is what you're watching. Like, you don't watch a special on stand-up comedy and get offended when they're telling jokes about XYZ because you know it's funny and in jest. And for the most part, it is. It's said, you're right, in cocktail mm-hmm. dresses, drinking, you're supposed to have no filter, and that's what happens when you have no filter. If you want a filter, then go watch, like, C-SPAN. Yeah.
But one thing I'll say about the Adriana and Joanna argument is when Adriana said, if you look back at the footage and you notice that when Joanna and I were starting to get in a fight at Lisa's house, I disengaged and walked away. And you know what? As we rewatched that clip over
she
again.
She stomped away.
I was like, you know what? She did. She did walk away. And Joanna did chase her down the hall. Like, so obviously, you're never supposed to hit somebody, but I think Joanna really pushed her to the edge with that one. I mean, she did do the right thing by walking away, and I feel like that was – Joanna was kind of responsible – needs to take more responsibility for what she did in that fight.
And also, Adriana's back was to her, and I feel like you always feel threatened if someone's, like, coming at you from behind, and you hear, like, the footsteps running up mm-hmm. to you. So I'm not defending Adriana, like you said, right. but I don't blame her for, like, pushing her, shoving her, slapping her, whatever that happened.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be chased.
Yeah.
Scary.
No.
Well, Joanna's response to that was partly, she said, I wanted to finish our conversation or something. But it's like, no, there's no conversation there. You know it's going to continue a fight. You're not trying to, like, resolve and, like, tie it up with a bow.
Right.
You know?
But it's for the show, though. You know, like, yes. They have to finish arguing for the show. Like, I kind of get what she's saying. I mean, if you're arguing with someone, you want to get that last word. You want to, you know, end the fight, not the physical fight, but that's what it ended up being. But anyway, so yeah, that's my little two-cent.
Yeah.
I haven't fought with someone in so long, I, like, wouldn't know how. I have to take all my cues from the show, I guess.
It's going to be an ugly fight. All right, so let's move on to the Marisol-Leah thing. which again is so boring.
It's so boring.
Over a banquet, like over a auction. Gala. Like, gala. Let's just calm down.
Gala apples are more interesting to me at this point.
That's really cheesy. And again, as we talked about, this argument they're having that involves Elaine is not something we were ever even privy to because they never
showed
it.
Marisol so saying anything.
It's just so stupid for us to have to even be involved.
Yeah, and I think that Marisol really, the whole time, wasn't egging on Leah. It wasn't like there was a back-and-forth exchange. It was just like Leah throwing punches for 6 months and Marisol not responding and someone continuing to punch the person not responding. It starts to get weird.
It does.
And almost dark.
It is. Because it's like she's punching her and going, stop being a victim, you little wimp.
Although I'm making you a victim.
It's weird.
It.
It's like the sick thing.
But Leah indicated that Marisol was talking a lot of crap off the camera. So maybe there's more than we know. And to... Because Leah had some kind of witty, like, I put the camera into the show. I don't
right.
know.
I like, exactly. I like what when she said
that. That was a good
and
line.
So she was
from her husband again.
Yeah, she was insinuating that Marisol, you know, talked a lot behind her back. And so maybe she wasn't completely wrong in bullying Marisol.
Yeah, I can't see Marisol really doing that. Mm-mm. Really, I can't. I don't know. She just is, unless it's on the camera, she turns subdued. But when we saw the thing with... Lisa
Pliner,
and they had Lisa Pliner to the side, and she kind of admitted, well, you know, I called Marisol asking her, and, you know, she kind of admitted that, like, it was almost like she egged on Marisol to give her opinion, and then once she did, she turned it into a story.
Setting her up, for sure.
Right, so...
I was watching the first reunion episode, and I think that Marisol, I genuinely think that she's a sincere person. Like, I don't believe that she is a liar. And I feel like she wouldn't have to lie about, you know, saying something. And like Lisa Pliner said, she was like, I don't want to pay a lot of money. And then Marisol was like, well, then why are you paying for James to host or Elaine to host? So it makes sense, like, what she's saying. So I don't know what all this stuff is behind the scenes. I wish we would have gotten to see something, you know, Marisol saying something bad about Elaine or about Leah, but... We just don't see it, so that we can't make a real assessment of what actually happened.
Sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you.
You're in front.
I think there was like two sides to this. There are two parts to the story. One was the whole hosting of Lisa Pliner's party, and the other original, like, first season drama was something about a red carpet.
Yeah.
Elaine didn't get to walk. So that was also very confusing because I didn't really know what the argument was completely about. So, yeah.
Red carpets aren't that special anyway, by the way. Like, it's not that big of a deal that someone didn't get to walk.
Take it from me. I go on right. all the time.
I'm always there, and no one photographs me, so I'm a little jaded. I'm just in the background wearing, like, goggles or like, I don't
like
know.
Like, waving to the cameras.
Yeah, not goggles. I don't know. Let's just move on. Okay, so Leah and Anna, I know we talked about a little bit, but where did this beef come from? We saw nothing. There were no clues, like, leading up to this. There was never any animosity. It seemed pretty mellow.
To me, it seemed like, well, we've got a real lawyer and a wannabe lawyer, and they're butting heads.
Right.
Because I feel like, yeah, you're right. We didn't see it out of anywhere. But maybe I'm wondering if, in hindsight, if Anna was watching the show and just started to see through all of Leah's
BS.
And was like, oh, I'm going to call her out at the reunion.
Yeah. It was almost like in the downtime, she Googled, looked her up from Texas, you know,
cold
and
creams.
Was just taking notes on what she was going to
She was selling Pond's cold cream out of the back of her cat.
She seemed very upset about her career or like her lying about her career or
like lack
that
thereof.
That seemed to be a lot of what drove her to want to attack Leah was like, you aren't who you say you are. All you did was lay on your back. You know, so.
Right. On my back. Yeah. She's like, on my back. I do it on my stomach.
I can't look at him.
Right, exactly. I'm turned around like a dog.
Have you seen how old he is?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, talk about
that's
goggles.
Amazing.
Yeah. But let's face it. I think that I mean, if just my general perception of Leah is that, you know, she obviously married a successful lawyer. She, I don't think she ever had the big career that she probably wishes she had, which is why she's doing the show. And she, I think she's a little bit of a wannabe in that respect. I think she probably is jealous of the self-made women on the show, like Mary Soul, like Anna, and that's why she constantly was belittling them the whole time. I think she's jealous. Yeah. They're both self-made women with successful businesses.
We touched upon this when we were watching the show, the Leah comment saying that she did not do anything to her face between seasons. What do you guys think?
She has no wrinkles here. I mean, I know that there's preventative measures that you can take with little different creams called creams, but I just don't, I genuinely think that Leah had some little help. A little bit of help.
She's very tight in the face. Mm-hmm. Tight in the...
Like, it looks really good. It looks good, yeah. But I think it was a little bit of help. Nothing wrong with it.
I don't think she looks that good, so that's why I can believe that she didn't have work. Like, I don't think her face looks that great.
It just looks surprisingly very dry. Smooth.
Yeah, I agree. It looks dry.
Really?
It does look dry. It doesn't look like she's using enough cold cream.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
I don't think she's an attractive woman, personally.
Even through all of this, you know, Leah, kind of like Leah's kind of this and that, I actually kind of like Leah because I like people with spunk and personality. And as much as she's kind of the Cruella de Vil of the group or the world.
Good call.
She, to me, is still endearing.
I agree.
For that fact.
I completely agree. I think she's really funny. Even though some of the things she says are really mean and underhanded, yeah. I think she's really funny.
Yeah. Anyone who is just so unaware of how not great they are, but they think they are, I just love them. Like, I think I said this before on a show maybe we did together, but it was, maybe I said it with you, but it's my Snooki theory. Mm. Did I say that with you?
Mm-mm.
Basically, my Snooki theory is that you're very likable when you're so beyond annoying and you're okay with yourself. And, you know, you have someone like, if you guys are fans of Jersey Shore, watch Jersey Shore, and there's someone like Angelina, who is, like, really annoying, but not okay with herself. She's constantly checking herself in the mirror. She was gone after season mm-hmm. one or whatever. You know, constantly checking herself in the mirror, very, like, questioning herself all the time. Also annoying. You don't like her. But Snooki, it's just like this, like, balls to the wall. So beyond absurd that that people like me. And that's how I feel about Leah. She's got the Snooki theory or Snooki effect. She's going to have a little Guido baby. But I don't know. That's my thing with Leah. I like her and I don't like her at the same time, but I do like her. All right. So Karen in general. Let's just talk about Karen a little bit again. Karen, when they bring up the carrier pigeon thing, she talks around it and doesn't really own it.
That's annoying.
Annoying.
I mean, it's like we just saw like 5 clips of you doing that. Just say, exactly. You know what? I did do that. In retrospect, I don't really like that side of myself. I'm going to try to tone that down.
Right, exactly.
I mean, she just denied it. It's like we just saw you doing it. And then she tried mm-hmm. to act like she couldn't. She's like, what did she say? She tried to act
I don't think that it's gossip. Because he asked her and he was like, do you think that what you did was gossiping? And she said, no, she didn't.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want a friend like that.
Everything about everything that she says is just delusional.
Total.
Rodolfo, the fact that she's not...
That's a good word to use.
Yeah.
But something I have to say is, why do these women care so much about her relationship with him? Like, why? It doesn't affect their life at all.
Because they find it annoying that she's delusional.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I like the conversation for the show. But, like, in the scheme of their lives... What does it really matter if she is a fake boyfriend or a real boyfriend?
It's almost like that itch that you have to scratch. You know, if someone's psychotic or weird, I always want them to know how psychotic they are. But they're so psychotic that they don't know they're psychotic. So it's kind of like the same thing that you just can't get through to them. You can't explain it. It almost wants you to, like, no, like, to sit them down and it's like, 2 weeks later, 2 years later, you're still like, no, no, no. What I'm saying is he's cheating on you. You know, it's like you just want them to grasp it for the sake that you can finally, like, just breathe easy.
See the human reaction.
Yeah. I don't think they would be so invested in her fake relationship with Rodolfo if he weren't a celebrity. Like, if she were dating a guy named Joe that nobody knows, and she kept saying he was her boyfriend and nobody knew this guy, they'd probably be like, whatever.
Yeah, but the thing
is... the fact that he's, like, a celebrity, I think they find that, like... That's more juicy.
Right, yeah. But the thing is, he's like a celebrity, but not a celebrity, too, which adds almost this level of annoyance to
the whole
thing.
Well, he's a celebrity in his own right, I guess, in that world of... I mean, telenovelas are very popular in a lot of the world. So I think,
yeah, but not most of the world that watches Real Housewives.
Huh?
It just seems like that's such a disconnected world from the Real Housewives.
Right, but clearly all these women knew who he was. And there's obviously a lot of popularity with that kind of scene in Miami because, like, he was featured on Alexia's magazine and he's in the tabloids. And, I mean, he's obviously famous to a probably a larger degree than Karrant is. It looks good for her to have this, like, kind of soap opera guy on her shoulder.
By the way, he looks really bad in Skype or video chat. I was like, who is that guy she's talking to? He's, like, really bland.
Does anyone look good on Skype?
No, no. If you do, it's like you have a special gene or something. No one looks good on Skype. That's why I much prefer
the
phone.
Like how I look on Skype is how I look in Studio B. Like just pixelated and gross.
Okay. Stop. No, you don't.
Whatever. It's true.
That's really funny. I think Karrant is trying to way too hard to fit in, and we'll move on. I just have to put that in there.
One thing I wanted to say about Karrant is that she was like, I'm going to tell exactly how I feel, and then still everybody talked over her. And she couldn't get her point in or get her point across. And I was like, well, don't say things like that. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's talk about her and Alexia.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously Alexia came in with, like, it's like she's a dog on the leash and they're trying to pull her back. It's just, she's, like, foaming at the mouth trying to get at Karrant, the pigeon. Like, I'm a dog. I love eating pigeon. I was glad Alexia was there. I wish she was there a little longer because it was entertaining. She's, to me, Adriana times 1,000, except not as funny. Or not funny, but also just kind of fun because she calls people out. I don't know. Talk amongst yourselves. What do you guys think?
I didn't really understand why she... I didn't know she and Rodolfo were friends, obviously, until she revealed that on the reunion. But if he was your friend, why would you... That's throwing him under the bus by revealing the article. So while she's questioning the relationship that Karrant has with him, I think that she also probably is not that great of friends with him.
I didn't get the impression that they were good friends. I got the impression that he shot the magazine cover that she, for her magazine, her publication, and I got the impression that they have seen each other at some social functions, but I didn't get the impression that they were, like, good friends.
Well, he came to the hospital for her son. That's
a lot, supposedly.
Kinda, yeah, okay. And so it was kind of that to me was there was something sketchy there or weird or
do you
maybe
think that
he's
maybe
sleeping with her that's husband? That's why he came to the hospital.
Because he's gay, like this.
And her husband's gay.
That is so
supposedly.
Bad. That's like the ultimate connect the dots.
Yes,
that's
awesome.
That's an amazing connect the dots.
I like that.
I bet you're right. Well, somebody slept with him, either her or her husband. I guess.
I always feel like though when someone goes to visit someone at the hospital who's sick. And they don't really know them. They're very insincere. It's like going to a funeral for someone you didn't really know, but you knew everyone else was going to go, so you go. It's like a weird social gathering type setting.
I don't know what social gathering funerals you go to. I've been to 2 funerals in my life.
I grew up in a small town, and it was like whenever someone died and you didn't really know them, you just went because everyone else was going in a weird way. I almost feel like him going, because I think Rodolfo, that's something almost Karrant would do. Like, you show up because everyone else is going to be there. It's a social acceptance thing. And to post pictures of it on Facebook. And that's really weird.
And that's also, on Alexia's part, it's kind of bad for her to speak ill of him because she's had him on her magazine before. So it's like,
but she said
that's just kind of
right.
But, shitty, excuse me for lack of better terms, but...
Well, that's when Anna said, no, I'm the one who said he was a nobody or something, and then she said, and I stand by my comment.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Yeah. Do you want to burn bridges that bad? Like, do you want to upset Karrant that much that you're going to burn bridges with someone who's obviously been on your magazine cover that you're friends with? I mean, to me, I don't get it. So I don't know. I already said that, but I think there's something more there.
She seems like the type who just, like... As she walks over a bridge, it just burns behind her. Like, it's just, I feel like the connection just doesn't stay. It doesn't seem to stay with a lot of people.
That'll be their promo for next season. Like, her walking across the bridge right. And then, like, the bridge on fire
right.
Behind
Isn't that a cool visual?
She could go, yeah. I don't build bridges, I burn them.
Yes.
It's just because she has really bad gas.
But can you please make the comment that you made when Alexia first appeared on screen and was crying over Frankie?
Well, yeah, I wanted to say a couple of things. Well, first of all, yes, I will say that. She was, when you're crying and sobbing like that and you have, like, also 2 boobs touching really tightly together, it's really hard to take the tears seriously. I don't care how intense, like, the pain is. if you have a choker and boobs on, like, it just doesn't work.
It just looks so funny. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry that I'm laughing.
Like, old women in knit sweaters crying touches my heart. Like, really rich women with their boobs pressed together, like, I don't get it. But the comment she mentioned, because they mentioned her son, Frankie, who got arrested for hitting the homeless man.
No, Frankie was the one in the accident.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frankie, and then Peter is the one who was arrested. Excuse me. And she said, made the comment, oh, he loves homeless people. But it's like, nobody loves homeless people. It's not like you're driving down the street, you're like, oh, I love that homeless person. It's like, you don't hate them necessarily. Like, you don't go out of your way to, like, punch them. But, like, no one's like, you know what? You know what I really love to do on Saturdays is just talk to homeless people. It just doesn't happen. So when she said that, it's so unrealistic. And then she said,
it just stuck out like a sore thumb when
right,
she said it.
Right. It's like, clearly he doesn't love homeless people. We've gotten that from the punch.
Like, he punched one in the face.
Right. And that's how he shows love.
Andy said that. So that was kind of a feisty moment of Andy's. Yeah. And he was kind of like, wait.
He can be kind of catty. He gets in the cattiness with his little opinions.
I wish it was more.
Yeah.
And the other thing too. She said was, he'll do volunteer work with the homeless. And it's like, if I was a homeless guy and like he came up to me with a bowl of soup, I'd be like, no, I'd like push him away. I'm okay.
Well, she
I'd
said
rather starve.
She did say he's going to be volunteering with the homeless, not just through donations, but spending time.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's typically what volunteering means.
Right.
Like,
to people without money.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How they volunteer.
They show up places and they
right,
do things.
Right.
And they
give their time.
Yeah.
They don't have money to give.
God, those comments made me laugh. I really hope she comes on for a full season.
I do, too.
I think she will. I think she's itching, too. You know, Frankie's walking, and I don't think she needs to be by his side, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll have the time to devote.
Yeah, I agree. I would almost not mind seeing, like, because if she comes back, it seems like they'd have to kind of remove someone else. Would they have to do that, or
can I suggest?
Go ahead.
That they remove Lisa.
That's what I was just going to say.
No.
She proved in this.
She's
to
so
be like
boring.
Uber
Why
boring.
Do you want them to keep Lisa?
I think she's a good mediator,
yeah.
But she's fun to watch because her life is kind of cuckoo, like crazy. I like it. I don't know. I just really like her. I don't want her to go.
Bravo,
she's not
gonna
keep her.
It wouldn't be her.
I don't think so either.
Well, she has.
She's too hot.
She's
boring.
She doesn't really know who she is. It's like, you know, when...
I think she does know who she is. And she's, like, above the drama.
She's Daisy's...
I think you mean who she is on the show.
Yeah, like her...
Like what her role is.
Right, her role on the show is, like...
Oh, okay.
Everyone kind of seems to have a defined something. And hers is kind of, like, floating around, not really, like, knowing if she's, like, defending people or not, or friends with this person or that person. But when... Leah asked her, what do you see yourself doing or how do you see yourself? She was like, well, I always like fitness and I like working out. And people ask me why I look so good. And it's just like, I don't know. She kind of started losing me because I thought she had more to her than that. And then she kind of gave this like kind of canned response that didn't really show much personality.
But like, I think it'd be cool to have her on the show because of the whole wanting to have a baby and not and struggling with that. I think a lot of people could relate to that. And also, I think that her and Joanna are going to have issues. I think Joanna and her are going to have issues this next, if
yes.
they're on the next season.
Yes.
Because Joanna was like,
they had a little.
They were giving like some little, it was like umbrella shade over there, like
Joanna
a little bit between the two.
Definitely was.
Yeah. It was, you know, Joanna didn't feel like Lisa
feel like,
stuck by her.
I feel like I don't. I wasn't really picking that up. What exactly
really?
Are you talking about?
There were a couple. Go ahead.
Joanna was like, you didn't defend me at all. You didn't defend me against Adriana. And then...
The Playboy thing.
The Playboy thing. Lisa makes
Playboy.
Her little dig, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did Playboy, and it's cheesy. And then
I did Playboy, and I was on the cover twice.
Yeah.
And it's like, and no one asked you. We were talking to Lisa.
Yeah, no one asked her, and she totally jumped in.
Yeah, you're right.
Lisa gets her digs in, and I like it. I want her to stay. I hope she stays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think there will be, if I can make a little prediction really quickly, I think there will be drama between Leah and Adriana. Because it seems like their relationship is teetering on the negative side.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, Adriana, like, gave Lisa, like, Leah, like, she shot her a mean look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like those cutaways they were doing to Adriana with the
eye rolling
eyes. Yeah.
She's good at that.
And they were the appropriate eye rolls, I thought. It was, like, at good moments, like, when Joanna was talking about herself. I don't know. Adriana kind of gave her
They did a lot of cutaways to the women's reactions to Anna and...
Well, it almost
Joanna.
Created a weird silence a couple times
did.
In the editing.
It
did. Because they would cut away to someone having a reaction without any sound going.
Right.
And so you're kind of thinking, like, is this really awkward silence or is this the way it's edited? I can't imagine there really being that much silence in that room, though. Elsa comes on. Ugh, Elsa.
The best part.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I like Elsa, but it's almost like, oh, look at the baby. We have to clap for the baby, and everyone loves the baby. It starts to kind of get on my nerves after a little while.
But when the baby's super entertaining and really funny, you want to clap for that
baby.
That's
true. That's true.
The baby's hilarious, and the baby needs her own show.
I'm waiting for the baby to just fall, and then I'll find it interesting.
She did fall at the very beginning of the season, remember?
Oh, yeah, she did. First episode,
set the tone.
That poor woman.
She's hilarious.
I loved the things that she does, they are funny, and she said, I'm not talking to you, number three. She can really condescend without being too jerky. I mean, it's jerky, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She can condescend, and Karen can still smile at her. Like, because she's just, how can you not love her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joanna clearly was noticeably uncomfortable when Elsa called her out for calling her not a hooker, but the devil. But, you know, they had it mixed up. What was that? Can someone remind me? Do you remember her saying that about Elsa?
It was at Lisa's party, mm-hmm. and Joanna and Marta were sitting there after they were talking about Joe Francis. And Joanna started talking about Marisol's fur. And she was like, her mom claims to be a psychic, but she's really the devil or something.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, Elsa should not even have been brought up in that entire conversation. So, Joanna, stop.
Speaking of psychic, I think it's time we're supposed to get into news and predictions.
Oh, okay.
Good call. Do you have news?
I don't have any news.
News?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, aren't we caught on the spot? I was depending on my mister.
There's not been really much going on with them, just a lot of back and forth Twitter wars between all of them. They're all just being, like, nasty and retweeting bad things about each other.
Yeah,
which they all talked about. Yeah.
Predictions?
Anybody?
I know there will be a season 3.
Hold on, the thing's being lame.
That's all right. We predict we don't need it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I mean, I just predict that Anna comes back in a blaze, and she goes straight for Leah, and the wig pulling, I can't wait. I just picture them, like, I just see Leah wearing a wig, and, like, when I close my eyes, Leah wears a really bad wig or something.
Like Elaine's wigs?
Yes. Yeah. And I just want her to, like, just physically go for it. I think that would be awesome.
I would like for this prediction to come true, that Lauren Foster would be one of the new housewives for Miami, which is the transgender socialite Vogue mm-hmm. model. I like her. I hope she's going to be one of the housewives. That'd be interesting. Bravo needs it.
I predict that there will be another season, like you said, Jake. And I hope that we get Alexia and get rid of Lisa.
I already predicted that I think Leah and Adriana are going to have some issues. And I've talked kind of a lot of trash about Lisa and her non-baby having self, so I hope she gets pregnant. That's my prediction.
Oh,
she's
going
to finally get pregnant.
I wish we saw at the reunion she was pregnant, because it seems like in this amount of time, I feel bad for her. I think she should have gotten pregnant. Like,
I was kind of hoping when they got to her, she'd be like, I'm pregnant, and I'll be like, yay.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll happen for her.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun. We wish it would go on longer and longer, especially just the reunion shows over and over. You can follow us, of course, on Twitter. In the meantime, until next season and other shows that we are working on here at AfterBuzz, where can we find you, Jake?
You can follow me at Jake_Dupree.
And you can follow me at Molly Comedy.
You can follow me at Michelle Renee LA.
And you can follow me at Kristen Carney, KristenCarney. And before we go, did we have any What You Should Have Saids? I had like one or two. It's almost like not even worth bringing it up too late.
I guess not. Not tonight.
No.
They'll have to tune in next season.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. Until then, everyone, we will see you next season.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.